Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Facebook? Good evening. What's up, guys? You're definitely live in the day with Jay. I am your host. Guys, welcome to yet another great show. We're going to have a really good show today. We got lots of information, lots of useful information. If you're a business owner or you're someone that's aspiring to have their own business, I promise you, this is a show that you need to see. Because on today's show, we are going to be joined by none other than the CEO and the CTO of LannisterHoldings.com. And that is Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown will be on the show today. They're going to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency and blockchain and so many other things that they got going on. I want to expose you guys to this because this is going to be absolutely amazing, the things that you are going to be exposed to. This is something that we need to look at in our communities. This is something that we need to focus on for those of us who want to be, and you know, you ain't even got to be a business owner, but I just want you to know that the business owner or those aspiring to be business owners, this is going to help you so much. And you can thank me later. I promise you, you'll be sending me an email telling me thank you, because these guys are going to come on and they're going to tell you things that I know you don't know. I know you don't know. And because I didn't know, not saying that I know everything, but I'm just saying these are things that are definitely something that we need to look at as aspiring business people or people who are already establishing business. The things that they're going to tell us on this show and they're going to expose us to are absolutely amazing. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Also, real quick, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Gastonia. We're going to talk about what's going on with the school systems in Gastonia and how you guys feel. I've heard many things about how people feel about what's going on in some of the school systems in this area and what we need to do as a community to make sure that our school systems are up to par, that they are taking care of our young people, that we have the very best interest in what's going on within the school system. It's game time now, guys. It's game time. Our young people are our most desirable assets, and we have to make sure that we are doing what we need to do to make sure that our kids are going to be successful. I told you I'm going to do my part. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to give you this platform. We're going to talk about things. We're going to get things out in the open. We are definitely going to make some solutions to some of these problems that we got plaguing our communities. We can't expect local government to do everything for us, guys. I promise you. If we put our best foot forward, we will get some sort of success for our young people. And that's what it's all about. I say that all the time on the show, and I'm going to continue to say it until you guys realize that there is a bigger, bigger issue than our egos. And for those of you guys that went out to the Gay Pride celebration this past weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, I wished I could have went, but I couldn't make it. But I know it was a great, great thing. And I am really happy that they, you know, that they had a successful event, because that's what it's all about. It's all about success. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for a summer home. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know, grandiosity.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you in my life.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting them all. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roads will be flipping. I only see her after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, and she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my baby, cause I want you in my life.
And knew that I had a friend. I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. I had a few chicks that was down, but mostly set the ball. I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet ya. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat ya. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet ya.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you. Over my Jordan 13 sneakers. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we watch Beaver. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love. Cause you ain't got nothing on me.
once believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. If you guys are just joining us, in about 15 minutes or so, maybe, we're going to be joined by the CEO and the CTO of LannisterHoldings.com, and it is Mr. Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown. And I promise you that if you are a business owner or you're someone that's aspiring to have your own business, you want to listen to these guys. You want to reach out to these guys. You're going to want their help because they are definitely into blockchain and cryptocurrency, which, you know, this cryptocurrency is probably huge right now. It's one of the biggest things that I've seen in a while. And I think that we are definitely going to be in for a treat when they come on the show and talk to us a little bit about what it is that they do and what they have to offer. So just sit back and listen to it. Take the information. I'm going to give you the information as I always do. And it's up to you to do with what you want to do with the information, because that's what it's all about. If we don't help one another, if we don't start to look out for one another and do the things that we are put here to do, and I'm not jumping on a religious tip, so don't worry, but I am talking about morally what we should be doing with each other. Guys, I get so aggravated, and I'm talking to my black community now. I get so aggravated when I see other people put their efforts together as one and make things happen as one unit. And here we are still still fighting the same fight over 400, 500 years ago. We're still fighting the same fight with each other. Light skin versus dark skin. Good hair, nappy hair. Nice car, bucket. We're still fighting the same fight with one another. And it makes no sense. I don't understand why we cannot come together as one, one unified unit, one strong unified unit, and get our communities together. That's all it takes, guys. It just takes unification within your own community to get it together. But we choose to not do that. And I don't understand that. And we got communities all over the nation that are not African-American, and they're unified, or they're trying to unify, and they're trying to better their community. Don't you want your community better? Don't you want education better in your community? Don't you want to hold the education realm accountable for your children's success? Don't you want crime to go down in your community? Don't you want high school dropouts to drop tremendously in your community? Don't you want high school teenage pregnancies to drop in your community? Those are the things that we need to concentrate on. And, you know, we got all these friends who run for office and this, that, and the other who's in office or who's going to run for office, whatever the case may be. And we are not doing what we should be doing when it comes to voting. You guys got to stop just voting for people because you think because they look like you, they're going to do right. That's not always the case. You guys got to ask questions. You got to know that the people that you're voting for definitely is going to have your back. You know, I was listening to my friend Warren Ballantyne's show. And Warren said something that was very, very crucial to progress in the community. He says, we got to hold politicians accountable to our agendas, not theirs, ours. That's what you vote for. You vote to put people in office that is going to have the best interest of your agenda, not theirs. If your agenda is to have the school system or a whole community, if the agenda is to have a school system, do right by parents, do right by the young people, get them better teaching methods or match them up with teachers that really understand who they are. If that's your agenda, then why would you put somebody in office that only cares about school lunches or that only cares about how many uniforms they can get for the sports programs in the school? Why would you put somebody in office like that? If not going to be 100% aboard your agenda, then don't vote for them. Make them tell you what their agenda is. Make sure their agenda lines up with your agenda. And if it does, that's how we start building strong, positive backbones in the community. Because we got the people in there that's going to back us up. We don't need people who are on Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case may be, who want to sit up and take pictures with celebrities and flaunt that they know these people. We don't need that. We need somebody, if they're going to take a picture with a celebrity, they damn sure better be asking that celebrity, hey, can you do anything for my community? Bring the celebrity to your community. Bring the celebrity there so they can see how your community's living. Maybe they might want to do something for you for real then. But just showing pictures on Facebook with people that we see on TV or whatever the case may be that you might think is a celebrity, they might be a celebrity. That does us no good. Taking pictures with the celebrities, our children are still not making good test scores on their reading, don't know simple mathematics, don't even know how to fill out a job application. But yet still, you got somebody that's taking pictures with celebrities that's doing nothing, absolutely nothing for the community. That's why I say make sure that the people you vote for have your best interest in your agenda, not theirs. Their agenda doesn't matter. It's your agenda that matters. That's why you're voting for them. That's all I'm going to say on that piece. Because we have a very important election coming up. And if we're not paying attention to what's going on, some people are going to slip in there that does not have the best interest for our community. Now, Gastonia has a great leader right now, but he can only lead as much as we help him. And I know I've heard people have their thoughts on the leadership and this, that, and the other, but you got to give people a chance before you start rendering your judgment. I hear you, D. I'm on social media, guys. I'm on social media, and I got a couple chat rooms open. But I had D just say that they are not teaching these children the way they should be. I agree. But you know what the problem is? Why they can't teach the children the way they should be? For instance, you got a child that comes to school every day. That child, he's a little hard around the edges. He, you know, hair might not be the best. Groomed or whatever, clothes might be a little torn or whatever the case may be, but that child comes every day. That child has an attitude. That child's aggravated, has an attitude. So what they do is they put that child with a teacher that's not from the urban community that persistently go get that student when they get in trouble, and they sit down with that student, and the first thing they say to that student is, I understand where you're coming from. I understand why you're so angry. And the student looks at him and say, you understand me. You understand why I'm angry. So let me know, do you go home to your parents drunk? Do you have to go home and fix your? Did you have to go home and fix your brother and sister dinner, and you didn't have dinner, nothing to cook with, and you had to go out and find something? Did you have to make sure they got their baths? You read to them or whatever the case may be, while your parents are either out of the home or drunk or high. 9 times out of 10, that teacher is gonna say, "No, I didn't grow up like that," and the student's gonna say, "Well, how can you tell me you understand? You don't understand." That's the problem. So from that point on, that student don't want to listen to anything that teacher has to say. I'm not saying that's right, because it's not. But what I am saying is there is an influx of teachers, spoon-fed teachers, being introduced to inner-city children, whether they're black, white, green, blue, or purple. Problems don't have any race barrier. Everybody goes through issues, but they're matching these two, and it's an offset match. I don't know if that sounds bad or not, but that's what's happening. And once you lose the interest of a child, of a student, especially one that's troubled, once you lose their interest or trust or loyalty, it's hard to get it back. They don't want to listen to anything you have to say. So then you got problems in the classroom because they feel like you patronizing them. They feel like you know them, but you don't know them. You got troubles in the classroom. Then, you know, it spills over from the classroom to outside the classroom. This is what's going on. This is what's been going on. So then you try to reach out to the parents. Parents nowhere to be found. Some are at home. Now, this is the kicker. The ones that are at home sometimes don't even want to deal with the school system. So it's like a double-edged sword. How can a teacher effectively teach a child when they get no commitment from the parent? I just think that there is a problem with our young people being matched up with the right educators. I don't think the right educators are being put before these kids. And I agree. I think the end of school testing is a waste of time. I like to see them give the control back to the teacher, where the teacher can teach for their own exam at the end of the school year, and that child passes the teacher's own work that they have been teaching them the entire year or semester or however you want to call it. I think the school end of the grade testing is a joke also. But you know how we change that. We put people on the school board who has the best interests of our young people, who has the best interests of the ones in the community, who has the best interests of the schools, the teachers. We put those people in power. We need to quit putting people in power who don't care. That's what happens. You put people in power who do not care a flip about the progress of the teacher pay, the conditions, the students, and a whole of how they are going to progress. It's a crying shame. But nobody's making noise about it. Nobody. Number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, hopefully when we come back, we will be joined by our guests, Mr. Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown, that will be coming on the show to talk a little bit about, you know, this phenomenal of blockchain and cryptocurrency, along with some other stuff. They got a lot that they need to talk to us about, and there's a lot that I need to definitely make sure that you guys understand when it comes to the securities of your business and yourself. It's just mind-blowing stuff. I can't wait to get them on the show. 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Oh, The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
All my bills are paid, day and night for what it's worth. Saw a friend the other day, said she felt empty inside. All her dreams that fade away, she wants to run away and hide. But we gotta keep living, accept whatever comes our way. We gotta keep giving, no matter what they say. We gotta keep striving until we reach the sky. Gotta keep vibing to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive. So many of us are afraid of taking risks each day. We let our dreams just dissipate and take the easy way. Years go by, we lose ourselves to feel uncertain. Wait another second to make a dream reality. So we gotta keep living, accept whatever comes our way. We gotta keep giving, no matter what they say. We gotta keep striving until we reach the sky. We gotta keep vibing to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive, to keep our soul alive.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, that in that commercial, that number, actually, I think that number still works. It'll take you to older shows, but the number to call in is 646-716-7106. Now, before we went to break, we had talked a little bit about the status of our school system. And I think what we're getting ready to be exposed to comes right on time, because you remember that long list of things I told you that has to happen in communities to be successful. These guys put together something that, you know, I was just exposed to it last couple of days, and I'm really excited to be able to bring these guys on and to let them hypnotize you with what I've been hypnotized with, so to speak. Really good stuff. So if you guys have a business, and if you are you aspiring to be a business owner, or if it's just something you think you need to know, I want you to go and get all your friends, bring them by you, or however you're listening to the show. Tell their cousins, mamas, brothers, uncles, sisters, brother, to listen to this show, because I think what we are getting ready to get is something that I've been wanting to give you guys on this show for a very long time. So without further ado, welcome to the show, the Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown of LannistersHolding.com. Gentlemen, are you on?
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. I appreciate you guys able to join us on the show. I know it's short notice, but we're going to make this a regular thing. So I have both of you gentlemen on, correct?
Yeah, this is Joe. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here as well. How you doing today?
Okay, great. Tell the listeners a little bit, give a little brief introduction of who you are, and we'll go into the background of Lannister Holdings, and we'll see how mesmerized we can make these listeners today.
Sure. So my name is Joseph Snyder. I'm the CEO of Lannister Holdings and Lannister Development. We are a publicly traded software blockchain development company based out of Phoenix. And, you know, Chris and I have been serial entrepreneurs for a while. We've built several different things together and played with multiple different business models from real estate, investment, finance, risk management. And, you know, the use of blockchain technologies, Web 3.0 systems and technologies really piqued our interest as we've built out systems and businesses, and we've seen how some of these tools and some of the future uses of these tools can be impactful to existing business, existing operations, all the way from startups looking to come to market with ideas to enterprise systems and looking to, you know, secure identity security on IoT infrastructure, or, you know, do royalty payments through oil and gas systems. I mean, there's so many use cases. So, but what we did was we formed Lannister Holdings and the subsidiary Lannister Development as a vehicle to take our company and our mission and our belief about the disruption of these technologies and the disruption of distributed data versus siloed data, and to take that public, to be able to have a conversation with the general market at large, to be able to come on and engage with people like yourself and shows like yours, and really put ourselves in a position to be the leader and at the forefront of the development and integration and deployment of these technologies moving forward. So, you know, Lannister Holdings, we did a reverse merger, which means that we bought a company that was already public. Mm-hmm. And we bought that company in March. So we are publicly traded in the U.S. under the ticker symbol NBDR, Nancy Bravo Delta Robert. And so, yeah, we've just been having a grand adventure and having a really great time. With that, Chris, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, pretty well sums it up. We're doing awesome things and building a business around the way we want to live and the way we want to operate and the way we want to, you know, move forward with our lives and the lives of everybody around us, right? This is sort of the offering that we have to all of our current employees is, you know, we have this vision of the way that we want to live and the things we want to build so that we can live that way. And so far, we've been quite successful doing it.
Well, it definitely sounds like it, and you guys hit some very focal points when you say that, you know, you had the vision, you created, and you executed. For the novice that's listening to the show, could you explain just a little bit more in depth the phenomenon of blockchain for those that are not familiar with that?
Sure, absolutely. So essentially, blockchain is just creating an immutable ledger, immutable meaning that the previous entries can't be changed. So you're creating a ledger, a system of data going forward that doesn't allow the previous data to be changed. So like if you have, let's say, a piece of property, let's say you own a piece of real estate, there's a contract that says you own that piece of real estate, right? And that's probably in a filing cabinet somewhere in your county recorder's office, and nobody's actually mm-hmm. ever looked at it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a blockchain does is instead of taking that piece of paper and then we just put a new piece of paper in front of it and say, good enough, we actually record that data on a block, right, that says, you know, Joe Snyder owns a house, and then Joe Snyder sells that house to Chris Brown. Well, instead of simply updating that record, we create a new block that's attached to the old block through a chain, a cryptographic chain in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And that new block simply says, well, now, you know, now Chris Brown owns this house. But we can go backwards through that chain of title very efficiently and very automated, in a very automated way, and see who were the previous owners, how did Chris Brown end up being the owner of this property, right? What is the chain of title behind that? And also, we can verify that that chain of title is correct because every link in that chain means that the previous piece of data cannot be changed. So it eliminates fraud, it eliminates waste, it eliminates abuses and just negligence as well. And it gives you a much more robust system moving forward into anything that can use that sort of system. And just about everything you can think of that involves selling something or trading something or moving goods between one person and another involves a system like that. So really, it's about creating systems that are much more robust, much more secure, and much more reliable over a long-term period.
Wow. You know, and I think in a day and time that we're living in now where everyone's so, quote-unquote, tech-savvy, and even the common criminal is very tech-savvy, we need people like you guys. We need people like you guys that's going to show businesses the blueprint to protect themselves. Now, I know you guys are, you know, you do a lot when it comes to entrepreneurship and leadership. I know you guys touch on those a lot. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts on when it comes to acquiring the information from you guys. How would one get in touch with you to get help?
Well, specifically, we're always happy to help anybody that has an idea that wants to go to market, is trying to do something. You know, if one of your listeners has a startup and they think that maybe offering a token generation, used to be called an ICO, but an STO or an ETO, is the way that they think that they want to raise money. That's a conversation mm-hmm. that we can have. We do know how to build those things, and we do have networks of finance advisors and networks of legal advisors that can help with all that. That, just like traditional fundraising, is not a panacea. It's not necessarily an easier or cheaper way to go. It's another way to go. A lot of folks think that, and also truly a couple of years ago, you know, you could throw together an ICO, you know, there was a lot less regulation and a lot more fanfare. Mm-hmm. But nowadays what we see is that if you're looking to fundraise with these tools, they're very similar to traditional tools. You still have to file a Reg D. You still have to, you know, file a Reg A. There's still all this legal and compliance, especially here in the U.S. So that's a conversation that we're happy to have. Those are not, you know, necessarily cheaper ways to get funding or to get to market than the other ways, right? And so that's what we look at with folks and sit down and consult with them on. And so happy to consult on things like that. Other than that, if folks have a system, right, if somebody has a shipping company or a transport or some sort of a situation where they're looking to get a cloud-native app or some cloud infrastructure or IT infrastructure or distributed work done, you know, LannisterDevelopment.com, you can go and submit the forms there, and our team is happy to help you with that. With that being said, most of what we do is really business-to-business related. You know, we're building and working with companies who are trying to understand how does the next evolution of technologies, how do distributed ledgers, how do consensus algorithms impact my business, right? How is it going to change the way that transactions are handled, the way that finance is handled, the way that P2P payments are managed? And so those are a lot of the conversations that we have. Those don't necessarily get had directly with consumers, right? On the consumer end of things, you know, there's this reality that these tools and these systems are a lot like, in my opinion, the way that your cell phone works, right? We all know that you can open the app Angry Birds, you can pull the red bird back, it can fly forward, it can hit the green pig, right? About three people, man, more than that, but about three people on the planet actually understand all of the code that goes into all those different things that go on in the back end, both the hardware of the device, the software running on the hardware of the device, plus the applications on the platforms, all the things that come together to make, you know, a simple gaming experience for an end user possible, right? We all use those apps, we all enjoy them, but very, very few people actually understand the machinations of the individual pieces that go into them. And these systems are a lot like that. There's going to be, and there is currently, a flight to superiority, right? A flight to security, a flight to transparency, a flight to immutability. And systems and processes are going to run on these things even when the consumers don't necessarily know that that's the technology that's doing it necessarily.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I'm going to go on record and say you're probably the smartest guys I've ever had on this show.
I think we just found that way.
Yeah, we're
well, you're really good at that. I want that gift there because, you know, I never knew that technology had went this realm, this in depth. Now, I want to switch up a second. Now, I know a lot of people were emailing me and was wanting to know about cryptocurrency. You guys, do you deal with cryptocurrency a lot or when it comes to your business dealings?
When it comes to our business daily, not really. We do have, you know, I mean, we take cryptocurrencies for different jobs that we're doing. We'll take percentages for having built these systems, things like that. But we're not a cryptocurrency company, right? The technologies that are coming about because of everything that happened with cryptocurrencies are very interesting technologies, and that's actually what we're focused on. Now, if you want to have a conversation about cryptocurrencies and what they are and how they work and what they do, you know, we're more than happy to have that conversation and get into depth on that, right? Because we have a very technical understanding of how these things work, and that technical understanding gives us a much better base layer of understanding where these currencies are at. But us as a company, we don't directly deal with cryptocurrencies. We're not in the business of making them ourselves, that we do have made them for clients before. We're not in the business of buying or selling them or speculating on them. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Now, I was reading a little bit about you guys. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just saying cryptocurrencies themselves are an interesting thing, and there's an entire line of discussion there. But, you know, I don't necessarily know. If you have questions that your audience has asked, I'd be more than happy to help with them.
We'll save that for another show because I'm definitely going to bring you guys back on the regular if you're able to make that happen. I really need for you guys to talk to my listeners and educate them on what it is that they need to know in this technological realm. Now, I was reading a little bit about you guys, and I'm not familiar with fintech. What is fintech?
Financial technologies, fintech. So basically, okay, everything that you do on a normal ongoing basis in your day is probably in some way involves fintech, right? If you use your credit card, there's a billions of dollars worth of systems behind that swipe, meaning money goes to somebody else.
Yeah, it makes me not want to even use my card anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, the fact of the matter is that the fact of the matter is that all of the systems, all of the things that we rely on, without even considering it on a day-to-day basis, are built on around our cards, right? Around our bank accounts, around our P2P apps, you know, around the way that we pay for music, right? Around the way that we interact with all of these systems. This is all attached to and integrated with fintech applications, right? How do you make sure that the data is correct, and how do you make sure that the end user has a seamless experience? What is that UI and UX and all these kinds of things? But the fact of the matter is that fintech is a very old, you know, technology focus. InsurTech is the same kind of thing around insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So these are kind of industry jargon terms. But, you know, cryptocurrencies were not the introduction of digital currency into our lives. Our currencies are now digital. Right, the U.S. dollar is a digital currency. You don't go to the bank with a stack of $100 bills and give it to your Wells Fargo banker, and then they take it and put a post-it note on it with your name on it and sit it back in the safe and wait for you to come pull out 100 of it. Right? It gets deposited into their ledger, and then you receive a digital representation of it. Right? And yeah. So, you know, finance is digital now, anyways. The difference is that we're beginning to move to points where the transactions can be done at scale. They can be done very, very quickly, and you have these new technologies, just like when email came out, right? There's a famous clip, I think, of Good Morning America or the Today Show, you know, where, you know, the hosts are sitting there going, wait, what is email? You know, da-da-da-da. I think it was Katie Couric or something, right? And and they didn't understand the use of this thing. Why are people going to send these, you know, messages to themselves in these blocks, right? You know, and now you fast forward 20 years, and it's very, very obvious that that's a much better way, right? And then all of the communication tools that have come after that. And so we see blockchains, distributed ledgers, consensus algorithms. We see them as the next evolution of the better way of how these systems work, and how these tools get integrated, how they get verified, how they're secured, how they're built to be able to be transparent and secure, how they're built to be able to run off of distributed systems instead of having siloed data sets, right? When Target has a credit card breach and 100 million people's, and I don't know the numbers, so I apologize, Target, but, you know, an X number of millions of people's, you know, information gets stolen, that's because all of that data was in one place. Right.
Wow.
That's a data silo. That's a single point of failure where if a person is able to gain access to the tranche of information, they get access to all of the information. Right. And so there's a better way to do that.
Now,
and the better way to do that are what we're trying to work on. Not necessarily that exact problem, but in a general sense, right? There's a better way to do a lot of the things that we do today, and there's a more efficient way and a faster way and a more secure way. And, yeah, and that's where we're heading.
Wow. Now, and I don't know if this is a logical question or not, but to give those listeners that are listening another crystal clear vision of what you guys do, Take me on just a normal day at your company, and it's probably not a normal day because you guys, I mean, sound like scientists, so it's probably not a normal day. But try to take us on a normal day of operations at your establishment.
Well, ours is unique because Lannister has been built and is running specifically as a
completely remote work company. So as far as we know, we are the only seed to start completely remote work publicly traded company in America. And
yeah.
So we literally, while we have an office address, because you legally have to have one, we literally do not have an office anywhere in the world. So all of our staff is remote work staff. Everybody works from their own home, from their own city, from their own place, and everybody hits their deliverables. We have a lot of systems and a lot of processes, a lot of communications tools, a lot of project management tools that we utilize. But because of the technologies that are available today, because of things like Asana and Jira and Slack and all of these, you know, FaceTime and Zoom video meetings and all of these
right.
tools that we have at our disposal, we're able to completely run Lannister from MacBooks and cell phones.
Wow. Wow, that is some trick. Wow.
And we did that consciously from the very beginning. You know, the idea here is to prove that a decentralized operation building distributed technologies, it compounds the proof. We believe that there is a better way to run life. Right, we believe that the days of needing to put hundreds of people inside of buildings where you're pumping in air conditioning, you've got a massive ecological footprint, you've got a massive impact on time, on commutes, on burning fossil fuels, on impacting the environment, impacting social interactions, all of these things where maybe it doesn't have to be that way. And as opposed to going and saying, okay, well, we have a company, we have all these people, and now this section of the company, these people get to work remotely. Let's see how that works. We went the other way around, and we said everybody's going to be remote work. Everybody's
wow.
going to be deliverable focused. If you don't hit your deliverables, we have a problem, right?
Right.
But we're able to attract incredible, brilliant, beautiful, talented people because they don't have to move across the country, right? You don't have to come from Austin to Phoenix. You don't have to leave Denver. You don't have to leave New Jersey. You can stay where you are. You can stay with your friends. You can stay with your family. You can stay in the community that you love, and you can join our team. You can come work with us. And as long as you hit your deliverables, as long as you're passionate and an artist at what you do, and our teams are everything from incredible developers and software people to brilliant writers and marketers and
mm-hmm.
everything in between, right?
Wow.
And so the ideology is that there's a better way to run a business. There's a better way for humans to deliver value and gain fulfillment, and that those ways can really attach to human focus on lifestyle by design and fulfillment in our lives. Right?
Wow.
We want to build
mm-hmm.
great things. We want to have grand adventures, and we want our staff to as well. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to build a bunch of anchors that mean that, oh, well, it's 8 a.m. I got to be at this place right now. And so I'm clocking in, and now I'm going to sit here till 5, and then I leave. Right? So
wow.
as
yeah.
a deliverable-focused remote work company, that's our focus.
Wow. You guys hit it right on the head. I'm going to tell you that right now. You hit it right on the head. Everything you just stated is the average Americans' quest is to be able to work like this. And you guys sound like awesome people to work for and to work with. And, you know, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. I'm a little overwhelmed, but you guys have taken business to literally the next level, the future. And I, you know, hey, I congratulate you on that. I'm really impressed, really impressed.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having us on the show, man. It's been a great time.
Well, you know, I want to be able to bring you guys on the show really frequently and give you the platform to talk about anything you got going on, anything you want to talk about. I want to give you, you know, this show's platform. Because I think we need this. I think we need this, and you never know who you might can grab from this show from listening that can add to the
hey,
success
more
that
is,
you guys
more
have already
is,
had.
More is always, Yeah, more is always more. And we love the fact that you've had us on. And yeah, touch base with Marissa and see what's available on the schedules and see what can sync up. You know, I can't pretend like Chris or I control that schedule. That's all handled by Marissa and her team, and we love and appreciate her for it. But absolutely, you know, feel free to circle back with her and see what can be scheduled up for sure.
Yes, I definitely will do that, and we will talk more. So Joseph Snyder,
awesome.
Chris Brown.
And if people, yeah,
ahead,
and if people want to find us, we are on Twitter at Lannister NBDR, at Lannister CEO. We're also on LinkedIn, Lannister Holdings. You can find us there. You can Google us and our company on the stock market under NBDR, Nancy Bravo Delta Robert. Check out us on Google. And yeah, we'd be thrilled to hear from any of your listeners who have questions or think they have a project that they'd like you know, Lannister to take a look at.
Again, thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the show. You guys are dynamite, man, and I really like what you're doing, and I like the way you think. I like the way you think about other people. We don't have that much right now, but you guys are definitely doing it, and I commend you, and thank you for coming on the show and talking to the listeners, and we will do this again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Number to call, 646-716-7106. I told you, these guys are unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Come back.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. If you guys are just joining us, you need to go back and listen to the show on demand. You can listen to it on demand for free. All you got to do is just go to Google, type in Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. It'll take you to the show's webpage, and you can just search for today's show, which is The Tech Work Is Here. And I just want you to understand that the guests we just had on the show, Mr. Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown of LannisterHoldings.com, absolutely mesmerizing what these gentlemen are doing and what their company is doing. And if you are a big business or if you're a small business and you need to listen to this show, lots of information, and we're going to bring them back. I don't know when. We'll check with their schedule and see what they their availability is, and we'll bring them back on the show. Now, before that, we was talking a little bit about our community. I got into a little tangent about the school system, and what needs to happen when it comes to matching up our students with teachers. There's a very bad mixture of what's going on that needs to be addressed. And we talked a little bit about what's going on with voting and how we need to stop just voting for people because we think they talk good. We think they their mannerisms are well, but they have no interest in our agendas as voters. We need to vote for people who think and feel like we do. That's the only way we're going to be able to change some things. And, you know, and it starts with how we, you know, actually teach one another. Also, played this clip a couple weeks ago. I'm going to play this clip before we get off the air. But I played this clip a few weeks ago about the Dalai Lama. He was at Stanford. And I want you to listen to what he has to say when it comes to how we treat one another and how we act towards one. I want you to listen to this and tell me if we don't apply the things he say, we're not going to be successful in our quest to make our young people successful. But here is the Dalai Lama at Stanford. Bear with me because we got the whole thing beginning like this stuff. But this
Stanford
is,
University.
The Dalai Lama speaking at
changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary to respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity, my future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human intelligence there, different interest, different views, always there. There's no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think?
Wow.
Do you agree?
That was the Dalai Lama speaking at Stanford University, and he said some things that we really need to start looking at. He says that we need healthy dialogue, and the only way we're going to get healthy dialogue is that we have to understand and respect the fact that people are different, that your beliefs are different than my beliefs. Our beliefs is different from the next person's beliefs. And we need to understand that and respect that and know that that's not the determining factor for success. Clear communication. Good communication is what we need to constantly push with one another. Every time I listen to that clip, it makes me think that we're close, but we're not close. And it's that type of thinking that the Dalai Lama that you just heard from the Dalai Lama is what's going to make our young people successful. Now, he has lots of faith in the young people. He says the young people, they got to do this. He says the older generation missed the bus, and they should have been implementing this. But he has lots of faith in young people right now that if they embrace the fact that we are different, there's nothing we can do as a unit of people, not black, white, blue, green, purple, but people. We let so many simple things divide us. And if we continue to let those simple things as who you pray to, what color your skin is, who you're dating, what goes on in your home behind closed doors, if we let those things divide us and then turn around and say we care about our young people, then we're just as bad as the things that are hurting our young people. We're supposed to be showing them different. And the only way we're going to be able to show them different is through communication, good communication, and love and unity. Look, I'd like to take time now to thank everybody that listens to this show. I need you guys to go to J Radio Show. Well, just type in J Radio Show on Facebook. It'll take you to Live in a Day with J Radio Show Facebook page. Click like, share, ask your friends, do the same thing. I need to get these 5,000 likes. This is what I want to do right now. And I think with your help, well, I know with your help, we can get it done. For those of you that are in the Gastonia area, you need to blow up your radio stations and tell them to get this show. You need to tell them to get this show on some of the local stations. I need for you guys to hear me on your airways when you're in your cars. Now, I'm heard in other places, California, Pennsylvania, Washington State, Houston. I'm heard in these places on dial radio. I need for you guys to get it right now. Get me on the air here in the Charlotte area because that's what needs to happen. I need for my people here locally to know that we in this to win it, and the only way we can do it is if I can get you guys to help me and to make the calls that we need to have made so we can get on the air, so we can get the message out. I do this show for you guys because I want you guys to have the platform and the opportunity to get the information that you need and for you guys to be able to express those things that you want to express when it comes to problems in the community, problems on another level. We all get together and we talk about it and we come up with a solution to those problems. I think we have come up with some solutions to some of the problems on today's show with Lannister Holdings, which I'd like to thank for coming on the show, Joseph Snyder and Chris Brown of Lannister Holdings. Thank those guys for coming on the show and embracing us and educating us with what they know. So as I tell you guys, eat and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. definitely check out the show tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of interesting things on the show. Go to Jay Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show on Facebook, and it'll keep you updated with what's going on with the show. Click, share, tell your friends, brothers, sister, uncles, mama, cousins to do the same thing. We need to get those 5,000 likes, guys, as soon as possible. So, I love you guys, and if all is good, I will see you tomorrow.
Tuesday.
I mean, definitely live. Okay?